And this is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Niger President Mohamed Bazoum has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on the West African nation's state television late Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reading from a statement, a military officer said defense and security forces had decided to put an end to the regime that you know due to the deteriorating security situation and bad governance. He said Niger's borders are closed, a nationwide curfew declared, and all institutions of the republic are suspended. The soldiers warned against any foreign intervention, adding that they will respect Bazoum's well-being. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Russia's defense ministry on military cooperation. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu for discussions on military issues and the regional security environment. The meeting included a showcasing of some of North Korea's newest weapons. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern for national defense and security and on regional and international security matters. Some experts say North Korea sees the U.S. confrontation with China and Russia over regional influence and the aggression in Ukraine as an opportunity to break out of diplomatic isolation and insert itself into a united front against Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With both Ukraine and the United States expressing satisfaction over Kyiv's recent counteroffensive, Russia's recent gambits came under diplomatic attack at the UN Wednesday, notably from U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The world is paying the price for Russia's barbaric attacks, so let's not both sides this issue.
This is VOA News. Thomas-Greenfield called Russia's decision to end a deal that allowed the safe Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain as an act of cruelty. Russian airstrikes on Odessa have damaged infrastructure important for future grain exports. The World Food Program says a strike on the port of Chernomorsk last week destroyed 60,000 metric tons of grain, enough to feed 270,000 people for 1 year. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli troops have killed a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. It's the latest bloodshed in one of the most violent stretches of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in years. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Reports say Israeli forces entered the Al Ain refugee camp near the West Bank city of Nablus and arrested a man suspected of shooting at an Israeli bus earlier this week. During the incident, 23-year-old Mohamed Nader was reportedly shot in the chest and later died of his wounds. The Israeli military has not yet responded to requests for comment. The incident comes a day after Israeli troops killed three Palestinian gunmen who opened fire on soldiers near Nablus. So far this year, over 161 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank, the highest death toll in over a decade. Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis have killed at least 25 people this year. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Southern Taiwan on Thursday shut businesses and schools, while airlines canceled hundreds of flights amid warnings of landslides and floods as Typhoon Doksuri moved past the island. At last report, Typhoon Doksuri was headed toward the southern Taiwan Strait with maximum winds of 191 kilometers an hour. At one point, Doksuri was a super typhoon, but lost some of its strength after it lashed the coastline of the northern Philippines on Wednesday, causing rivers to overflow their banks and leaving thousands without electricity. The country's disaster agency says five people were killed as a result of Doksuri. The storm is on a path towards China, where it will make landfall later this week. The build-up to the Paris Olympics entered its final year on Wednesday. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach formally invited 203 countries to take part in the Summer Games. He sailed down the River Seine on Tuesday to get a taste of the spectacular opening ceremony set for July 26, 2024 in the French capital, and said the preparations were well on track. The list does not include Russia and Belarus, its ally in the invasion of Ukraine. The IOC has left the door open for Russian and Belarusian athletes to take part as neutrals in Paris without their teams competing. Their participation could trigger a boycott by Ukraine. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.